Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Hey, it's Hump Day.
Check it out.
Woo!
Good to be here.
We can't focus right now because the last thing we just saw on television, apparently the country of Botswana wants to deport 20,000 elephants to Germany.
By the way, we did not hear the story. We just read the headline, and that's all we have to go off of.
It was a lot of elephant footage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was the president of Botswana, because I saw a picture of a guy that looked very regal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the just right on the bottom, the crawl, 20,000 elephants to Germany. 20,000 elephants.
First of all, why are they picking Germany? Because climate?
I don't think that matches Botswana's climate.
Don't think so?
No.
But 20, and the number, 20,000, anything is a lot of something. And this is elephants. They're big.
If you're a zoo and you were looking to order elephants, what would you get at most?
Yeah.
Six?
Six?
If you're like a big zoo, or more, maybe you're like a wildlife reserve in Florida, right? Like Busch Gardens.
Well, it just depends.
Maybe you can get four.
Again, you're going to need space.
Yes.
They're big creatures.
20,000 to Germany?
And Germany's like, what do you want us to do with them, right?
Good question.
Do they have a preserve somewhere for 20,000 elephants?
Do you just let them roam the streets? Is this practice for when the dinosaurs are eventually going to be cloned? And those, did you ever see?
Oh, and what's moving into Botswana? Why do they have to get rid of them?
Oh, good point. Why are you making so much room?
What are you making room for? Some other kind of super animal that's going to take over?
Is it dinosaurs? Are they cloning dinosaurs?
You heard
Jurassic
it here first.
World Dominion style?
Look at us.
Botswana?
I got more questions than I have answers.
This is how conspiracy theories start, right here.
Right here. Two people who just read a headline.
Crossed their arms and just started thinking out loud.
With no facts to back anything
Zero
up.
Zero facts.
Just a headline I think I read.
Would you then go to the 20,000 elephant zoo in Germany? Like, maybe that would attract a lot of tourism.
The land of 20,000 elephants.
Sounds cool.
And then you just get to drive through?
Yeah, that'd be fun. You could just throw peanuts out the window.
And you hope that it gets good reviews, not something stupid like too elephant-y.
It was very gray.
It was just a little...
One star.
Little too elephant-y, in my opinion, because it's like once you've seen an elephant, you've seen an elephant.
We couldn't get out. There were too many elephants.
You know, like at the circus, they usually just have like the one.
Yeah, I know. This is 20,000.
20,000. Like a little bit of a big thing goes a long way.
Yeah. I can't even find Botswana on a map, but now I got to look it up because I got to see where these 20,000 elephants live. Weren't elephants endangered at one point? Are we doing too good of a job with elephants?
20,000's a lot.
That's great, I think.
That's got to be all, right? That's not...
Do you think that... That's not the world population of elephants.
No, but in Botswana...
That might be all the Botswanian elephants.
That's
all 20,000.
That seems like a lot.
Maybe spread it out across Europe, not just to Germany.
And why Germany, of all places? Do they like really have a need?
Not that I can think of.
Huh.
I think Germany's doing pretty well. Elephant free.
As far as I know.
Yeah. Well, let's just leave it at that and just wonder the rest of the day.
No research.
Done.
Just wonder. And this is an important one that we need to get settled. A hypothetical situation. Imagine a friend asks if they can borrow $10 and you give them that $10 and
okay.
Then they take the $10 and they buy a Powerball ticket.
So I'm going to be the friend loaning you $10.
Yes. And I take it and I go to the store.
I think
and
you get like five tickets or $2 each.
This is exactly what I need.
Perfect.
To get my Powerball tickets.
Yes.
And then one of those tickets hits the jackpot.
Wow.
How much do I then owe you?
You technically only owe me $10.
Oh, you're one of those.
But because you're such a good friend,
yes.
You're going to gift me more.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's how it should work.
I'm with you on that. They actually put it out there and let people vote, like, what would you do? And there was four options. One, just the $10 that you loaned them. Two, half of the winnings.
That's too much.
Three, all of the winnings.
That's it. That's silly.
Four, nothing.
Well, none of those.
None.
I guess if I had to lean into one, I guess I would argue for half the winnings because it was my money that bought the ticket.
Right.
But you own the ticket because you bought it.
I don't know. know about half. I think that we can find some sort of suitable. I mean, it's like
basically 1.1 billion, right? So it's $1.1 billion.
A billion is plenty.
You take the billion, I'll take 1 million and I'll be fine.
Sure.
How about that deal?
1 million?
Yes.
That would still be an amazing gift.
Heck yeah. Even if you just took the cash, which let's say is $520 million.
Yeah.
Again, just give me a million and I'm good.
1,000.
No, 1 million.
No. Or if I just gave you 1,000, Eric, would you be happy?
1 million.
Or just 1,000.
Can you hear me? I'm saying $1 million.
Yeah, you can ask all you want, but it's my jackpot.
My lips is M. It's a mil. I'm not th. It's not 1,000.
I think we'll negotiate when we get to this situation. Also, can I borrow $10?
Wait a minute. I think I fell for it. I don't like where this is going.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Your story about the lottery ticket made me think about something that you and I currently own together.
We own something together?
Yes, we do. Do you remember back in 2018 and we registered ferencefest.com?
Oh, yeah, great idea.
We own the URL. We've never built a website.
No.
And the whole idea was to squat on this thing on purpose because eventually FryFest, in my opinion, will convert to FerencFest.
Yeah, it's just a waiting game.
Yes.
So we went all in, we invested, and now it's just, you know, eventually he'll...
I got an offer for the URL yesterday.
What?
Somebody wants to buy it.
What? What's the offer? Wait.
Yep.
Wait.
What?
What's the offer?
Well, how much did you put in originally? Because I want to make sure you get your investment back.
You think you paid $1, and I think that it was a business expense.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you $5 back.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, how much is the offer?
And then I will hold on to the other $895.
What?
I have a $900 offer right now for FerencFets.com.
Counter them. Go say I wouldn't be able to let it go for anything less than 1,000.
Oh, I was going to say 10,000.
10,000?
Why not?
You are so greedy. Are you kidding me?
You got to start high. This is how you negotiate.
No, you have to build. That's how you negotiate. You have to be reasonable.
Oh, you think 10,000 is unreasonable? It is. It's totally unreasonable.
It's completely unreasonable. I don't think we're there yet.
Do you think we can get 1,500 for FerencFest.com?
Possibly.
This has to be the city of Coralville, doesn't it?
Do you think?
I don't know.
FerencFest.com.
Uh-huh.
Who wants it? Who are you? Let's make a deal. Call now. Let's negotiate.
I am willing to negotiate.
I'm listening.
So, as my business partner, I just needed you to know that.
You get
$5.
I'm as business partner who gets $5.
You gave me less than $1 and I'm quadrupling your investment. I'm giving you $5 back.
I feel like I can't give you any advice
on
this.
That's easy money, man.
I'm going to withhold any further advice on this until I get at least half of that.
You're consulting an attorney?
Yeah.
No. FerencFest.com coming soon, maybe eventually, or I'll sell it.
Unless it breaks us.
It could be the thing that tears us apart. FerencFest.com.
Tear us apart for sure. For just $900, we are torn asunder. I'm on edge just a little bit. I have noticed that my husband has developed a habit, and it's not a habit that I don't blame him for it. I know for a fact that he picked it up from a friend. This friend does this to his wife, and she hates it. He calls her Mama. Hey, Mama. How you doing, Mama?
So it's like a pet name of sorts?
Exactly. Ugh. Exactly. But everything is like, oh, yeah, I'll get that for you, Mama. Let me help you, Mama. It is cringeworthy.
Have you looked him in the eye and just said, stop it, Mama?
Yes. Yes, I have. Okay. I have asked at length. I have said every time he says Mama, I will say, I am not your mom.
That's not working either.
It's not working. So do you have any surefire ways to break someone's habit?
James Clear, the habit guy who's coming to Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
We just watched a video. You were gone that day. I think you had the flu or jury duty. One of the two.
So many excuses.
I don't remember. I don't remember how you got out of it, but you weren't there.
I think my dog ate my homework.
That's what it was.
That's probably it. That's probably it.
You need to find a replacement.
A replacement?
Me? Yes. Okay. There you go. If he gets a papa, you're good. Yeah, just find somebody who likes to be called mama. Problem solved.
I don't know if I like this.
Take you out of the equation. That's it. A 7.4 magnitude earthquake hitting Taiwan, the strongest in 25 years, hit the island early this morning. Damaged dozens of buildings, roads, bridges, killed 7 people. It's the most powerful earthquake to hit Taiwan since 1999. That was a 7.7 magnitude, killed more than 2,000 people. Sports shorts. I got the TV ratings for Monday night's Iowa-LSU game.
What do you see? What do you see?
It's now the most watched women's basketball game ever. Average viewership at any one time, 12.3 million viewers.
Is that beating the last matchup between the two? Because yeah. I thought that one was.
That was 9.9. Add 3 million more people.
Wow.
And that was a final that was probably on a major network that you don't need cable for, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This was on ESPN. What would this audience have been if this was on CBS or ABC? Just as comparison.
Wow.
Because the men's game, Duke, North Carolina, was a 15.1 million on Sunday, but that was on CBS. So it just makes you wonder. We were out for lunch yesterday. I heard some people talking about they couldn't find the game because they only had antenna television, right?
Right.
So they were hoping ABC, but no, it was on ESPN. Could you imagine
had that game been
on a national network? Okay, so what does 12.3 million people mean? More viewers than last year's NBA Finals, last year's World Series, last year's ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12 football championships. More viewers than an average audience for Thursday night NFL football. More viewers than the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and the Peach Bowl. More people watched that game Sunday than every Major League Baseball, hockey, Major League Soccer, or NBA game minus one last season.
Stop it.
That's how popular that was. Also, FanDuel says Iowa-LSU the biggest betting event of all time for women's sports.
That's nuts!
That's LSU. We still have UConn to go.
Coming up
on Friday.
That wasn't even the Final Four.
No, that was the Elite Eight.
That wasn't even the championship.
I know. Can you imagine if and where this goes, what that's going to set up for the championship game?
I mean,
if it's South Carolina-Iowa, you're going to see more records being broken in terms of viewership. So
this is amazing.
And we're right in the moment of history. That's just cool to watch.
It's happening now.
What's got us feeling all right? Videos circulating on social media showing two Florida police officers fulfilling a grocery order. In the video, a female officer can be seen ringing a doorbell and saying, "Hello, you ordered groceries?" And the homeowner says, "Yes." And the officer says, "Your driver just got arrested, so we're delivering your groceries."
Oh my gosh.
His name is Richard Robertson. He had 2 felony charges and was out on warrant for Texas and Florida. They caught up with him. They arrest him, but in his car are these groceries for this house. They had the address, so the police dropped him off and then took the groceries to the home of the person in Florida and actually took them inside and got them put away right away, especially this stuff that needed to be refrigerated.
What? That is wild.
I just love this.
That's nice.
They didn't have to do that.
They definitely didn't have to put them away.
Could have called the grocery store could have sent another person.
Yeah.
But the police delivered the groceries after arresting the bad guy. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Now, I don't know if this is true, but I heard a rumor, so I'm going to tell you the rumor. Kylie Jenner is apparently pregnant with her boyfriend Timothy Chalamet's baby.
Where do you get this news? Pray tell.
My source is comedian Daniel Tosh, and his source is that he heard it from an employee at his local grocery store.
Did he say this on April 1st?
No. In the latest episode of his podcast, he said he went to the grocery store and he was talking to one of the people that worked there, and the guy said that they recently had to close the grocery store for a whole day. Shut down because they were filming an episode of The Kardashians. Now, the guy then said during the filming of the episode, they still needed the employees to work, so he was there. He says that during the filming of the episode, Kylie drops the baby news on her family. And that's probably going to be the like season finale, is that she shares with her family she's pregnant again.
Two questions.
Yeah.
Why is the entire family shopping at the grocery store?
It is not to make sense. It is just to sense, Eric.
And why there? Why because would you drop the news there?
They're just normal people and they have to grocery shop too. I imagine this is a fancy store.
Fair enough.
Many mustards in strange shaped jars.
Ah, yes. The Grey Poupon aisle.
Yes.
I understand now.
And the only thing they are shopping for is Grey Poupon.
And pomegranates.
Yes.
Yes.
Would you put Grey Poupon on a pomegranate?
Would you, perhaps?
Oh,
Pray tell.
Oh, my. He said, Daniel Tosh said, it might not be true. He is not verifying anything, but this is what he heard from the employee at the grocery store.
That's like the perfect Hollywood rumor.
Yeah.
Starts at the grocery store. Random comedian.
Yeah.
Puts it on podcast. Fantastic.
I think we'll just have to wait and see. Or do we have to wait and see until the episode drops? I don't know.
Or are they going to have to confirm it now that it's out there?
It's out there. Now we just wait.
They will be at another grocery store confirming this soon.
Go to another one. Okay. It has been a very rough year for Ashton Kutcher. First, he and Mila Kunis got dragged because they wrote those letters of support for convicted rapist now, Danny Masterson. Then comes all the Diddy stuff. And as I told you previously, there's kind of like a list of known associates associated with Diddy who's facing charges of rape and sex trafficking. Diddy and Ashton have been friends for decades, ever since Ashton hosted Punk'd back on MTV.
Oh, wow.
Way
that goes
back in the day. Yeah. So that already is a little like, oh, you're guilty by association. But now there's a video that people are looking at. Back in 2019, Ashton did Hot Ones on YouTube where they eat the chicken wings and talk. And the host asked him if he had any stories about the many, many Diddy parties that he's attended. And Ashton said, I've got a lot that I can't talk about. And he paused to think. He's like, nah, I can't tell that one either. And he never really does tell a story from a party. He just kind of diverts into talking about how special their friendship is.
2019, he's married, right, to Mila Kunis?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One would wonder, are you associated now or are you now a witness?
I don't know. Right? Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen? So we'll just see. They're still investigating things with Diddy, and I don't have any information on what they're finding in these home raids and looking into things, but it's like, it's kind of a,
it's just
who
like,
who's he friends with?
It's
now
another,
you're guilty too.
Yeah, it's another domino too for Ashton.
Absolutely. Okay, and I love the fact that Taylor Swift is now dating somebody who is so vocal. Travis Kelce letting us know what's coming up with their summer plans. Travis says that Taylor's going back on tour. She's going through Europe starting in May. So as she supported him, he said, you know, I gotta support. So he plans on going to Europe. He didn't indicate exactly what shows he'd be going to, but he did hint at perhaps stops in London and Paris for him are possible.
Those are the big two.
Yeah.
You're going to Europe, you got to hit both of those.
If you're going to go, then go. But he was like, I'm blown away because she's playing, she's like got eight shows at Wembley Stadium. He's like, that's mind-blowing to me because she can play that stadium many, many times over. He said, we played there once and I don't even think we filled the whole thing. And then he's also mentioned Paris, such a beautiful city. She's going to be all over. There's not going to be a bad show, I promise you.
Engagement, Eiffel Tower. I'm just saying words out loud.
I'm just saying some words that I think make sense together. He's also appreciated all of her support. She flew across the world to be supporting him at each and every game during the football season. So he's going to try to turn around and have the best cruel summer ever.
Oh, those kids.
Oh, they're so in love. I love their love. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
New from producer Ben Benderprizes. Words of inspiration, famous quotes with the morning scramble. Just imagine how inspired your team will be after listening to Claire and Eric recite 100 of the world's most famous quotes. No commentary, no application of idea, just the two of them reading directly from a PowerPoint presentation with very little eye contact.
You must be the change you wish to see in the world. Mahatma Gandhi. Next slide.
Franklin D. Roosevelt said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Next slide.
Hello, my name is Ningo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
The Princess Bride. Next slide.
The power of this seminar is in its simplicity. What could be more inspiring than watching two people read the words of other people in hopes of inspiring a room full of people?
Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. Maya Angelou. Next slide.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue. Airplane. Next slide.
If your company seems to be stuck in neutral and needs a good kick in the pants, then this seminar is for you. Just give them a conference room, an obscene amount of coffee, and watch the magic happen.
If you're creeping, just don't let me find out. Get a hotel.
Never bring them to the house.
Next slide.
Words of inspiration. Famous quotes with the morning scramble. That's what they said. Now available for small, medium, and large companies. Booking 2024 and beyond.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
What is your response to our Momtroversy question this morning?
I would say it's Temperature by Sean Paul.
Oh, yeah. Burning up that dance floor.
I got a little cringeworthy when Claire tried to sing it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. We're going to move on to... Hi, thanks for calling Momtroversy, the song that makes you cringe when your kid sings it.
So there's not a whole lot that really give me the ick when the kids sing it, but Lotto's Big Energy.
Oh.
It's like you just got a little taste of it in your mouth and that didn't quite feel right.
It didn't. I'm like, my kids don't understand what they're singing because I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they're singing along, and I'm like, okay, I know you don't understand what you're saying, but I really am just not okay with this.
That's a mommy's only song.
Yes. Thanks for the phone call.
That's a mommy's only song.
Totally a mommy's only, for sure. Hey, thanks for holding. What is your reply to our Momtroversy, the song that makes you cringe when your kids sing it?
So I don't know the name of it, but it's Katy Perry one, and she's singing, "I want to see your peacock cock cock, your peacock cock."
Katy has some tongue-in-cheek lyrics that sometimes it's like, oh, that's the word, but I know what you're trying to say.
Claire, what would you do if you heard your daughter say that?
Mm-mm.
Don't put that image in my brain.
Stop it. Not on my baby's mouth.
Thanks for calling Momtroversy. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for calling for Momtroversy. What's your answer to our question this week?
Savage Love, Jason Derulo.
Any particular part?
I guess I'd only ever heard like the edited version, like the radio version. So she was singing the whole thing, and I was like, oh no.
That, you are so right. That changes a lot of, like, for me, it's Olivia Rodrigo. I'm like, that's the words?
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
It's a good point. There are different versions.
Yes.
Versions Z plays and then versions that are out there somewhere else.
That is true.
Thanks for calling for Momtroversy. Hey, thanks for holding. What is your answer for our question? The song that makes you cringe when your kids sing it.
My 5-year-old loves Shawn Mendes' Stitches. And she always wants to know why he's beating himself up.
But you know every word, but you don't know what you're saying.
Exactly. I just let her enjoy.
That's all you could do, yeah. Right? At some point, it's innocent enough.
It's fine.
Just let him enjoy.
It's fine.
A lot of these calls seem to end with just a little bit of exasperation.
I just let it happen.
Yeah, what it is.
What are you going to do?
Hey, thanks for holding. Our question for Momtroversy, what song makes you cringe when your kids sing it?
It wasn't my kids, but it was one of my nephews.
And what was the song?
He, the name of the song was Smack That and Cyclone.
Well, yeah.
How old was he?
And I remember he was 8 at the time.
Wait, now, is this a song that you introduced to him? Or was this like, oh, he started singing on his own, man, that's his parents' fault?
No, that's totally his parents' fault.
Not going down for this.
I am not going down with that one. Not one bit. And he started singing it. I'm like, what?
What?
You can only be fun uncle until you have to step in and actually be an uncle.
Yeah.
I got to shut that
down. Exactly. I'm like, no. We're that's not a song we're singing at the family reunion.
How about we just sit in silence for a while? How's school?
Yeah, it's like, how's school? How's everything here? Listen to this Barney track.
There we go. Clean it up. Clean out your ears.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
For calling. Have a great day.
You too, guys.
Bye. Hi, Z102.9. Were you calling for Momtroversy?
I am.
All right. What's the song? What makes you cringe?
TikTok by Kesha.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a hard partying song.
It's very hard, especially when it's coming out of a four-year-old.
Not appropriate.
I love that song, though. I love that song.
I know. It's a great song.
As an adult, yes. Not for a four-year-old.
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Momtroversy on Z102.9. What song makes you cringe when a kid sings it?
Maroon 5, Beautiful Mistakes.
Oh, you know, yeah, no, I don't want to hear a child sing that.
It's just that's he doesn't live that life. He doesn't know what Adam Levine's speaking of, right? Those little kids?
Right.
They're just saying words.
My six-year-old.
Oh, your six-year-old.
Hits differently.
Hey, thanks for calling Momtroversy, looking for the song that makes you cringe when a little person sings it.
Big butt.
Sorry?
For Mix-a-Lot.
Baby got back.
Yeah.
More funny than anything, but you're just like, when my son sings it, I'm like, oh, maybe not.
Hits differently then.
Remind us how old that little guy is.
Three.
Yeah. Three-year-old likes big butts and he cannot lie.
Nope.
You other three-year-olds cannot deny.
Yeah, he also thinks about monster trucks.
Yeah, big butts and monster trucks.
Hey, that's the life of a three-year-old right there. Thanks for the phone call.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.